Our passage this week is Mark 11, 15 to 18. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and he would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations'? But you've made it a den of robbers." The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him. But they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. So here we have Jesus causing uproar in the temple by driving the merchants and the currency dealers out. To understand it, we need to recognize the temple was always intended to be God's dwelling place. And from it, his presence and glory would spread, because Israel was to be and to do different to every other nation. It was never meant to have a mighty, well-equipped army. They were not to farm the land every seventh year. All of that was to show God would protect and God would provide for them, that he would defeat Israel's enemies and give them enough food. But they didn't follow God wholeheartedly. And Ezekiel describes how the glory of God left the temple. Now, you can't have a vacuum. And so the spirit of the world moved in to replace the spirit of God. By Jesus' day, Herod's temple was glorious to behold, but it was all really outer show. Inside, it was more about serving the spirit of the world than the spirit of God. The religious leaders were more profit conscious than the souls of people conscious, especially about the profits that went into their own personal bank accounts. And so in the temple area that should have been set aside for anyone from any nation to meet with and to find God, a market had been set up, taking over most of the space as it competed with the markets dealing with animals for sacrifice that for generations had been held on or around the Mount of Olives. The temple also had become a symbol of Jewish nationalism and the place to fleece tourists and pilgrims who would need to buy the sacrificial animals or birds for their offerings, or they would need to buy or sell the special temple currency. The court of the Gentiles had also become the go-to rat run for merchants to move goods to the upper part of the city of Jerusalem. Think large HGV lorries and narrow village streets and the way they push pedestrians into doorways. Well, it had all gone on long enough for pretty much everyone to accept that was how it was, and that was how it would continue to be. The vision of God dwelling there and his presence spreading across the world was so far in the past, it was more the stuff of legends until Jesus came and scattered animals, upturned tables, and with fire in his eyes drove the merchants away. Although it's likely next day they were back again. He referred to Isaiah 56:7 about the house of prayer for all. That was a well-known scripture that must have cut to the heart of those who should have known better. And yet, instead of responding positively and turning towards God, the leaders viewed Jesus as a threat to their way of life, a way of life they were not prepared to give up, and so they sought to kill him. Today, as Christians, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. As Jesus entered our hearts, think back. Where are the things that he drove out? Was there behaviours or attitudes that needed changed? Have things crept back in that might displease him? And if so, how will we react? Will it be with fear and anger, or repentance and a willingness to do all to allow the Holy Spirit to shine from us as a light and a witness to the watching world?